Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Doctors and scientists have been saying COVID will eventually become endemic, meaning the virus is still around, still circulating, but manageable, nowhere near as rampant and deadly as it is now. But one biosecurity expert in Australia says COVID will never get to that point. It'll remain an epidemic. She says it's because there are large, rapid rises in case numbers.
So what is the future of COVID? Dr. Jessica Justman is an associate professor of medicine and epidemiology at Columbia Mailman School of Public Health and a senior technical director at ICAP. So this expert in Australia seems to be saying that it's wishful thinking if we're expecting COVID to become less deadly.
I see her point. I think that COVID has shown us that the business of looking in a crystal ball and predicting what's coming has been very difficult. I think, you know, there's a lot of fatigue right now with COVID and people really wishing that it will recede, it will become endemic, which means it will become predictable and fairly low level the way we all get colds, you know, and there's low levels of flu in most typical winter seasons. But we really don't know. And I think we have to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And I'm not the first one to say that, but I think that that is a really wise position to take. I do have some additional thoughts. I will say that I think if we can get to a position where we have easier access to rapid tests, and if we can have easier access to effective treatment that's easy to take, such as pills for a few days or even a nasal inhaler, and if those were safe and effective, I think that that would really help us get to a better place more rapidly.
Is that one of the big problems right now? Because we keep saying, you know, oh, pills, and we hear about the pills that are here. And well, are they? Because places are still having a lot of trouble getting their hands on them. The numbers aren't there. So if we were awash in the treatment pills, would this really be a whole different story?
Well, I want to believe that it would be. I, as an infectious disease specialist, I'm all too familiar with antimicrobial resistance, whether it's bacterial resistance or viral resistance. So we have to, you know, be mindful that if we are able to manufacture large quantities of these pills and make them widely distributed and easy to get, we do have to be concerned that the virus could mutate and become resistant to these medications. It's always a, you know, you might want to call it that whack-a-mole game that we're always playing, and can we stay one step ahead? But I don't think that's a reason to not try. I would still definitely try to get, you know, larger numbers of these medications out there and to make them, you know, much more accessible, especially to people who are at the highest risk of having more severe course of COVID, a rougher ride because they are older or they have medical conditions. Those are the people who really need access to the rapid testing and to the pills.
I'm curious about something. In the very beginning stages of the pandemic, I remember, and we talked about this lots on the show here, experts were saying, well, the problem isn't that it's such a weird virus. It's the coronavirus family. We're familiar with it. It's that people don't have immunity to it. But once we have a fair number of people who do, things will settle down. And then as the months have gone on, experts now are saying things like, and you kind of said it before, that, you know, there are things that we thought we understood about this virus that maybe we don't understand. So my question is this coronavirus behaving much differently than other members of its family?
It certainly does cause severe disease in ways that other members of the coronavirus family really had not. I mean, not to the same kind of wide distribution. The two members of the family that we do have experience with from before was the first SARS from 2002. And then from about 2008, the second one was called MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. Both of those involved just a much, much smaller number of people. So with this combination of causing sort of more severe disease in a larger number of people, that is what's new. You're right. Everything keeps changing. Keeps us all on our toes. I think that the ability of the virus to infect has improved. We have all heard how Omicron is more transmissible. And when that's the case, you have to raise the bar in terms of how many people already have, you know, seen it, whether through natural infection or through vaccination. The more transmissible it is, the higher the bar gets.
Dr. Jessica Justman at the Columbia Mailman School of Public Health and Senior Technical Director at ICAP.
We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a story about masks and the Mandalorian. Yes, you heard that right, the Mandalorian. Or in this case, the Maskalorian. There is an improv performer who has been dressing up as the starring character of the Star Wars series, complete with the iconic metallic helmet, and handing out masks in big cities all across the world. Since the summer of 2020, the Maskalorian has been spotted giving away free face masks in New York City and in Vienna, Austria, among other places. And he's even been videoed walking up the aisles of airplanes handing out masks.
And he's authentic. He's got the helmet, surgical mask across the front of it, though. He's got Baby Yoda with him, also safely masked up. And then he's got the shoulder armor, the gauntlet-style gloves. He's a former New Yorker who moved to Europe a few years ago, started dressing up as the Mandalorian, filming himself, giving out the masks as a kind of social experiment, has kept it up ever since because this is the way. And most importantly, so far, no cease and desist letters from Disney. This is an Odyssey original. Find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.